This is
Animal Radio, baby.
Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, is learning so many new tricks. And now that we got these, this is kind of cool. They are a sponsor, but they didn't tell us to talk about this particular product. I do want to mention it, though. We're using Coachies, which are little treats. They're one-calorie treats that we use to train Ladybug. And the good thing about it is when you're training an animal, you got to use a lot of treats. So if you're giving them a high-calorie treat,
exactly,
it's just junk. But these are...
What are they called?
They're called Coachies. Coachies?
Coachies.
And we're using... We happen to be using the turkey and the lamb flavors. And they're grain-free, and they can be fed from like 8 weeks old. You can start them young when you want to start that training really young. And look for them. Coachies. Good stuff. She loves them. And we're training her. What are you training her besides doing dancing to hop through your arms and all kinds of
stuff?
Yeah,
she can. If I make a loop with my arms, a circle, she'll jump through and she'll come up and touch my hand, like give me high five. We're working on a lot of different things.
Hey, wait, before we get going, can I ask Joey a question?
Absolutely.
Joey,
sure, I love questions.
So it's going to be pertinent, too. It's a grooming question. So recently I had Nikki, my Bouvier, up in Utah, and we were traipsing and hiking, and we were out for, you know, several hours and in the snow, and she was actually busting through ice and running through water. And, you know, we came home, and she had little ice balls between her toes and attached to her fur elsewhere. And, you know, I've always told pet owners, you know, to make sure you prevent that from accumulating. And a lot of the breed folks tell me to clip the fur in between their toes regularly with like a 10 blade. But I thought, well, gosh, isn't it better to have some of this fur there to be a little protective so that we don't have this freezing on her skin?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. Clipping pads on a dog is very, very common for groomers, but it's mainly for the couch potato dog, you know, the dog that stays in the house. Now, if you actually read the breed profile standards to a Bouvier, they're supposed to have hair in their pads. It's supposed to be scissored down flat to the dog's pad of his foot, so it doesn't accumulate too much while the dog's walking on it. But it should be there. I'll be quite honest with you. I would leave it in there, and what I would do is when after you walk your dog in that type of situation again, just take a towel and dry him up. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I would leave it in
hair
for
dryer
protection.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as it's better than anyone. As long as you get the ice and the cold snow out of there, they'll just be fine. But that protection for a dog that's actually out and about is important.
Figure it's there for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it's funny because, like I said, it's a great question. Routinely, what we do is most dogs that have hair in the pads of their feet will clip it out. And the reason why you do that is that most of the breeds aren't working breeds anymore. So, they're just regular pets that hang around the house. So it's easier to keep them clean and keep the dirt out and the salt and everything else out. But when you have a dog that's actually out and about and working, well, and then you gotta revert back to really what breed profile, breed standards are.
Learned so much from Joey. Joey, I got to tell you, we just got a tweet now from Emilio. We were talking earlier about Emilio from Mexico, who just has the hots for you. She says that she's getting chills down her spine every time you talk there. So I think you have a new fan there in Mexico.
It's about time. At least, you know what? She's my first one. So number one on the list, Emilio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.